A jolly boy's outing ends with a cup of coffee. I'm a regular at our local Bannatyne's gym, usually visiting for a couple of hours between 6:30 and 9:30 in the morning. It's quite busy then, with a lot of members going before they start work, and the remainder are oldies who begin early simply because they sleep badly and an early start isn't a penance. Half a dozen of us, who strongly resemble the cast of The Last of the Summer Wine, end their workout in the gym with a session in the spa for a swim, steam room, sauna, and finish chatting in the jacuzzi or stopping off in the cafe to share a pot of tea and a chat. It was during such an adjournment last summer that a jolly boys outing to North Norfolk was planned. All early risers, and with a reasonable weather forecast, we set off on the following Monday at 0600 hours in pouring rain, four old reprobates deciding that there is no such thing as wrong weather, just the wrong clothing. There should have been five of us, but he was a Scotsman and therefore unused to rain. He had looked out of his window, decided that he had to visit a friend who had just been admitted to hospital. We called it a lack of moral fibre in the forces. It took us a couple of hours driving through heavy rain until we made our first planned stop for breakfast. All four of us had fallen out with the too refined lady on my sat-nav, and the others had begun to blame me for failing to follow her directions, to turn into a field or follow a bridle path. Suddenly the coast appeared, it stopped raining and even a watery sun came out. By the time we'd found the Deepdale Cafe at Burnham Deepdale and had partaken of their recommended big breakfast, recommended by me incidentally because this is my old stamping ground, we were all in a good mood. It may have been the good food or just the improvement in the weather, but by the time we had continued our journey everything had brightened. Of course, it might have been simply that I'd switched off the sat-nav. However, next stop was Mawston Creek, where we boarded one of Temple's boats for a trip out to Blakeney Point, to where colonies of seals were nurturing their recently born pups. The skipper told us that there had been just over 1,500 pups born in the last 6 weeks, and the recent coastal surge that had devastated most of the North Norfolk coast and spared all but around 50 of the newborn. The youngster had now weaned and were having a great time fishing for themselves. We could see two enormous bull seals sprawled on the beach like eastern potentates overseeing their harems, and the point is also a home to sandwich terns recently migrated from West Africa. They were nesting in large flocks on the beach, posing like the seals for a great photo opportunity. After the boat trip, we discovered why the area has acquired the sobriquet of Chelsea-on-Sea, with its trendy and very expensive shops. We stopped at Cley next to Sea, that's spelt C-L-E-Y, but it's pronounced by the Norfolk Dumplings as Cley, so I call it Cley next to Sea, which is the scene of recent US helicopter crash on the salt marshes. The first stop was a fantastic delicatessen and specialist food shop called Picnic Fair. 50 yards further on, we discovered the Cley Smokehouse, where we were spoilt for choice with more in-house smoked goodies than Harrods Food Hall or Borough Market. Chelsea-on-Sea indeed. For lunch, we made for the much-vaunted Number One Cromer, the new fish and chip restaurant opened last year by Michelin-starred chef Galton Blackiston, whose hotel and restaurant is at Mawston. Opening Number One Cromer, he had teamed up with a couple of friends, one of whom is a potato farmer. Lunch more than lived up to our expectation, and four very well septuagenarians made our way back along the coast via Blakeney, Wells next to the sea, and then stopping for a mug of tea at Brancaster Staithe with a few whelks and cockles. We cruised back home, all agreeing that it had been an enjoyable day and promising that the Jolly Boys outings were to be a regular feature of our future plans. It was still dry and we played a selection of CDs, a perfect day out until someone asked the name of the tenor singing a well-known aria. I said, "You know, the big guy in the three tenors, not Domingo, not Carreras, oh dear, what's his name? Lowell said, it's on the tip of my tongue. You know, he was a goalkeeper before he became a famous singer. Billy said, big fat guy, married to a younger woman. Lee said, Italian name, think of an Italian name. Well, we went through a long list of Italian names, Mussolini, Carluccio, Berlusconi, Rossi. No, you daft bugger, he's in the status quo. No, he isn't, he's a motorcycle champion, Valentino Rossi. And the discussion must have gone on for over 50 miles and had descended into ridiculous. Cappuccino, mozzarella, Gorgonzola, cup of coffee. Suddenly Billy shouted, I know, it's Pavarotti. We all cheered in relief. We aren't going senile, it was on the tip of my tongue all the time. A few miles yet further on, in smug silence except for the CD playing, until I said, Pavarotti, what was his Christian name? Silence. I think if I hadn't been driving, I would have been assaulted. The bad language that filled the air was quite shocking. No one came up with an answer. Just, you bastard, why couldn't you just leave it? Further silence until we were nearly home, and a sudden flash of inspiration, I shouted, I've got it, it's Luciano. Sighs of relief from all. Lowell said, I knew it wasn't a cup of coffee. Quite a memorable day out, but for our next outing, we have vowed not to mention memory. It's no country for old men.